This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air now. Going over the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of September the 23rd to the 27th. The top 10 stories, top 10 people. The work is done mostly by the gentleman who's here with us right now. And I'm not talking about Michael Harrison because Michael is on assignment. Actually, he's at the fair event, which we are going to talk about during the course of our conversation in this hour, what that is and how it impacts, actually, number three item that is on. Oh, I'm taking your clout away from you, Kevin. I've just taken, it's like taking words out of the mouths of babes. Kevin Casey is here from Talkers. Now, you know me. I love to be dramatic.
It's an outrage.
About this stuff. Yes, it is an outrage. Victoria Jones is here as well from the DC Radio Company. All right, so Kevin, you can assume the position that Michael does as he starts off with the actual official list of stories and people. So take it away.
All right, we'll start with stories at number 10. We have a tie this week, the Brexit turmoil. When the Israeli election. At number 9, stock market and the economy. At number 8 this week, healthcare reform tied with the opioid epidemic and vaping. At number 7, U.S.-China relations. Number 6 this week, the 2020 presidential race. At number 5 on our chart, U.S.-Iran tensions. At number 4, the U.N. General Assembly and climate change. At number 3 this week, immigration reform. And number 2, the Ukraine flap. And, of course, number 1, the most talked about story at the end of the week. It's pretty much all that was talked about. The impeachment inquiry against Donald Trump.
All right. And the people list?
People, real quickly, at number 10, Benjamin Netanyahu and Benny Gantz. Number 9, Boris Johnson. Number 8, Charlie Baker. Number 7, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. At number 6, Greta Thunberg. At number 5, William Barr and Rudy Giuliani. Number 4, I'm going to butcher this one, sorry, Vladimir Zelensky. At number 3, Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Nancy Pelosi at number 2, and of course at number 1, Donald Trump.
Yeah, you didn't butcher that at all. I thought
butchered
you did.
Butchered Nancy Pelosi, though.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi. Fancy Nancy. Oh, that's fancy Nancy. All right, so, Kevin, I said something that I think holds true. You won't necessarily agree with it, but you do a lot of the work when it comes to surveying the stations, figuring out what's going on. You're on top of the heap, number 2 man at Talkers Magazine. So when you get right down, the difference, just give us a little background. I don't want to get in the weeds too much, but I'm interested in... especially this week, the stories, the difference in attention between number 10 and number 1. Is it 10 to 1? Is it really that? I mean, for me it is, but I'm wondering how it is for you.
Well, if you look at it, for example, this week is an interesting example because obviously, towards the end of the week, today, yesterday, and Wednesday to a large degree, the impeachment inquiry was pretty much all people were talking about on news talk stations. But earlier in the week, there were other issues. So, on one given week, if you would cut all these into a 10-piece pie, towards the end of the week here, nine-tenths of what's going on is talk about impeachment. Number 10 is far, far less, especially on a week like this with such a dominating story. I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, it does, actually. That was very much what I was looking for. Victoria, when it comes to you, the DC Radio Company, I don't think I've ever explained what you do. I don't think you've ever explained what you do. We've talked a lot about you and your background in talk radio. You came to this country in the 70s. You got involved in the business, if you will. You've had an elite career on some of the best talk radio stations in the country at a time when women were shunned. I think you broke some ground here for women in talk radio as you get started. And there are a lot of people who will say, until they know you, that, oh, people are fascinated with British voices. So they want to have British voices on the air until they find out that some people, just because they have British voice, an English voice, doesn't mean you're smart and you can carry your own conversation. That wasn't the case with you, and so you did have a lot of time on some great radio stations. But I must admit to not knowing you were Talk Radio News Service in Washington for a long time. What does the D.C. radio company do?
Well, it's a full-service radio company, so we do consultation and promotion, and that might include placing select clients on talk radio shows to tell their stories, and, yes, and we do content creation, and that could include podcasts, for example. And then there is my analysis, like today, this weekend, and commentary on syndicated and local radio, and I do that here in the U.S. I also do it for overseas stations. And another specialty, as you know, is putting together fact-finding missions to other countries for talk show hosts. And, you know, that not only stretches their horizons, and it also creates all kinds of solutions and opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Which is nice and refreshing. Solutions and opportunities. How many of us can say that when we listen to what we would call, quote, good talk radio programs, there are solutions offered for anything? I mean, I pride myself. This is not about me and the DJV show that I do Monday through Friday in the morning. But we talk certainly about all the issues. But when there's a problem that comes up, and I've done some other shows like the American Family Farmer Show that's available every week about food, family, and the farm, and Good Day Health, and things that are aimed at helping people. I don't think we do enough of that. And so too much. And I hope maybe down the road, Kevin, we're not going to limit ourselves to the point where we become obsolete by just having a major league focus on one thing. Do you think there's any danger of that as we look ahead? Talkers Magazine been around for 25, 26 years, 27 years. Another 25, 26, 27 years. Where does talk radio go?
You're asking me to be to see the future.
Yes.
I don't know. The reason I say that is because it has morphed over the years. When I first got into talk radio years ago, it was far more populist in nature. And when I say populist, I don't mean the sort of Trumpian version of populism.
Right.
What I mean is that it was much more you could count on your local host to be the guy who was not going to let City Hall, screw you over. Mm-hmm. They were the guys you could count on to be. And it was about holding government accountable. It was far less about partisan politics and political philosophy. There was, I don't remember any talk about, I'm sure the word culture wars had been used, but now it's all about culture war. You know, this conservatism versus liberalism is this huge issue that, whether real or not, has certainly been built up by the current state of talk show hosts in America.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent. You did not disappoint
me.
Just
to answer your question, to say where is it going, I don't know. I mean, will the country become less partisan in time or more so even? I don't know, and I think that was, we won't know about talk radio until we see what happens with the greater culture.
Yeah, but you did not disappoint me. You do exactly. Knowing you as well as I have over the years, I knew I could ask you that question and you come up with a good cogent answer. Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine here for Michael Harrison this week as we go through the stories, talk about talk. Victoria Jones with us from the D.C. Radio Company. I have a way for you, those of you who are overweight and you're frustrated because you've gone on diets and then you get the weight back again, or you've had an operation and they told you, the fat will never come back. And guess what? The fat comes back. So how do you lose weight and how do you keep the weight off? Question from millions of people in America, and the answer is pretty simple. It's a product called Kellitren, Kalotren. It produces the results, and that's what you want. The results are so positive, so good, whether you want to lose a few pounds, you want to lose 30 pounds, or you need to lose 100 pounds. Whatever it is, This is the intelligent approach to losing weight. Why is that, you ask? Well, because it works on a slow basis, and it works to keep the weight off. They've been doing this. This family put the formula together over 20 years ago, all natural, drug-free, stimulant-free. Its essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which is the way to promote healthy lean muscle, weight loss together. No other product is like this. Take it at the end of the day, get better sleep, and shed the pounds with Calitrin. I've been doing this myself to keep my weight managed. I'm not overweight, but I get a little pudgy here and there, and so that's why I was attracted to this when they first told me about it a couple of years ago, and I like what it does. You'll like what it does for you as well. Go to Calitrin.com, get started on the program, and stay with it for 4 or 5, maybe 6 months. Calotren. See if it doesn't work. See if you don't become a statistic on the positive side. Right now, when you go to Calitrin.com and use the DJV code, you get big sale prices and free shipping. So take advantage of the sale prices. Take advantage of what it'll do for you to make your life, what's the old expression from Star Wars, live long and prosper? Okay, that's a good wish. Use Calitrin and get there. C-A-L. O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin.com, code DJV for the best price. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Kevin Casey, who's the executive administrator. I give him all kinds of titles all the time. I don't really know what his title is. Number two. It reminds me of a James Bond movie when the guy who ran Spectrum, or was it? What, no, it was Spectre. He was always referred to as Number One. So Michael Harrison will refer to him as Number One. And Kevin Casey is Number Two. And I think he's pretty happy with that position. Victoria Jones is Number One, Number Two, Number Three, Number Four. She's all the numbers.
No, I want to be Number Six.
Do you really? And why would you want to be Number Six when you could be Number One? You are Number One. Why do you want to be Six?
Because I watched The Prisoner.
Oh, okay. I don't know The Prisoner. Kevin, do you know The Prisoner, the TV show The Prisoner?
Oh, no. Nope.
No. All right. So you left us in the cold again, Victoria. 21 after on the Talk Radio Countdown.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are. I'm Doug Steffen along with Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine, filling in for Michael this week. Victoria Jones is here to add her 3-4 cents. Actually, I think maybe some of your stuff's worth a nickel, Victoria, on the open market.
No.
Kevin's gone through the stories and the people. I'm looking at Talkers at Talkers.com. You can find all kinds of information about the talk radio world. One of the things going on this week, Kevin, is that FAIR organization in Washington every year about this time gets together. They're an immigration group. I think it's FAIR and something. What does it stand for?
Federation for American Immigration Reform.
That's it. Okay. I used to go to these when I was doing a more political program, and I don't go now, even though, frankly, I'm sympathetic to the message. It's become kind of a right-wing haven, though, but I think some of the points that they have made over the years and continue to make are good ones. And so I wonder how, I know Michael was there, what's the report back? Is it anything, do we come up with anything new? Or is it sort of the same old story, and I don't mean necessarily old in a negative sense, but I find the focus on immigration is waning. I think people have lost interest in it because nothing's really changing. Am I right on that?
Well, immigration is an ongoing topic, and it's still a big one. And anytime someone talks about the wall, talks about what's going on, you know, at the border, that's relevant to, you know, the greater topic of immigration. And people are talking about it. Talk show hosts certainly are. Now, this week, however, obviously, everyone who is at this conference discussing, you know, supposed to be discussing immigration and interviewing experts about it, they're all talking about impeachment. So it was a... it was kind of a weird week to be somewhere where you're supposed to be talking about immigration when the lead story, obviously, was the impeachment inquiry. So if you're asking me, did they come to any conclusions and solve the problem, I don't think so. It's the 13th year that this organization's been doing it, but I mean, it's an ongoing issue. They've been calling for immigration law reform for years now, long before, you know, President Trump came around with the build the wall thing. So it's an ongoing issue, and I think, you know, it depends on where you live, too. You notice these things more if you live closer to the southern border, you know, in the southwest states. It's certainly an issue that is more top of mind than it might be in other parts of the country.
Well, when you look at the stats, and I, in fact, Victoria Jones is a statistic because she is, in fact, a legal immigrant, moved to this country, came from England, settled, found herself a job, worked her way into a sort of the grain of Americana, even though she's a distinct. What I'm trying to get at, and I'm not doing such a good job at explaining it, is that she's contributed. She came here, she did it the right way, and she's contributed. This year,
she pays taxes. She pays taxes, Doug, and that's one of the huge issues.
Is
they're saying, look, these people are coming here and working. Fine, they should be registered. They should be paying taxes, etc.
Yeah. Well, the other side of it is that there are this year alone 2 million people who are going to sift their way one way or another into our country. What the hell are we doing with it? How can we take to... We can't police and educate and do the things that are necessary for the people who are here that are born or here legitimately. You got 2 million people that come into the country, even if they're legal. Half of them are legal. How does the country absorb these kind of numbers? The answer is it can't. And doesn't. And that's what all of the hoopla is about, I think. Am I right or wrong?
People will argue with you and say someone is going to have to pay the taxes to feed and take care of all of us boomers. And we need young workers in this country. They would say if you look at the population, they would tell you that there are plenty of jobs and things for people who come to this country to do. The question is, they should be documented in paying taxes.
Yeah, they should be, and then they can vote legally, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, continuing on, another half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show coming up.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump wants to know who provided information about his phone call with Ukraine's president in July to a whistleblower, a phone call that's now at the center of an impeachment inquiry. Overnight, the chairs of the House Intelligence, Foreign Affairs, and Oversight Committees issued a joint statement renouncing the president's comparison of that person to a treasonous spy. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley saying this morning that the complaint file was outside of the person's purview.
There's an unnamed
unmasked person who wasn't even part of the call, who used news clippings to make the claim that there was a problem to change Nancy Pelosi's mind.
The whistleblower's claims are what led House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to change her mind and launch an impeachment inquiry. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, filling in for Michael Harrison this week as Kevin Casey from Talkers. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. We're talking about the meeting in Washington this week of FAIR, a focus on immigration. So Michael and the folks at Talkers, if Michael were here, I would ask him about the forum on U.S.-China relations. So will you fill us in on what Talkers is going to be on Talkers Radio, Talkers Television? What's this all about, Kevin?
Yeah, coming up on Tuesday in New York City, Talkers Magazine is holding, in conjunction with the folks at a news organization called the Epoch Times, which is a news organization dedicated to sort of outing the communist government in China. They're a freedom-oriented media organization, which is, you know, pro-China but not pro-communist China. And along with a number of talk show hosts, we're going to be presenting a talk media forum on U.S.-China relations at the Helen Mills Theater down in Chelsea in New York City. And it's going to be videoed, and it will be available to be seen in the future. But going to address all of the issues that talk show hosts should be aware of as they talk about the China, it's complex. It's far more complex, I think, than most talk show hosts, you know, dare to get into because they're afraid of boring their audience. You know, you want to sit there and talk about economic issues, but they're very real issues. And you know, the president has certainly made a lot of he's let it be known that he thinks China is not, you know, dealing honestly with us and with the rest of the world, and he wants to change that. So that's why this is such an important issue. He's attempting to, you know, to do something about that, whether it's the right thing or not, who knows. But that's part of what will be debated on Tuesday.
Had I been invited to participate in this event, I would say the same if Michael were here. I actually have become... Victoria's probably heard some of this in our conversations when we get together at the end of the week for her regular stint on the Talk Radio Review. I've become quite an expert in China in the sense that not only have I been there, but I think that we are, you just said it very well, the way that the country is dealing, talk hosts don't know what they're talking about for the most part. Most of the talk radio people that I know and I hear have got their head completely stuck in a place that's dark when it comes to China. And so this is a very good, very worthwhile way for us to out a lot of the things. Frankly, I believe Huawei is one of the quietest and most difficult and dangerous aspects to our relationship with China, because Huawei is their sort of computer. They're, would you say, Victoria, is it fair to say that they're like Apple here in America? They control and build all of these cheap iPhones and computers, and they've built them with chips inside so they can pay attention to or monitor what the users are doing. And
that's what's alleged. Yeah, that is the concern.
Well, I think it's way more than it is. I think it's more than alleged. I think it's been proven, frankly. So with that, I think we get into the other things that are part and parcel of China and where it goes. And there are many similarities, I think, to Iran in terms of the public now getting pretty upset with the government. The government realizing that they've got to do something, especially, well, I mean, I'll use Iran as an example rather than China. The Ayatollah is one of the most, not to say hated, but disliked figures in Iran. So how do guys like that, and then go to China or other places where there are dictators, I mean, you go back to Hitler, or you can go back as far as you want to go back in the history of the world, how do these people get in charge? How do they get in control? And is there a lesson there, Kevin, that may come out of this? I mean, the overall view of how do people just give in and give over to someone who is crazy?
Well, I mean, the history of strongman leaders with a very, very powerful military behind them, and that's the key. You have to control the military.
Right.
You know, they can do anything they want, and that's happened time and again throughout history. You know, China's not unique in this. You know, how can the Chinese people be suckered? Well, I mean, you know, there are a lot of that's a complex answer to that. China, in many ways, rural China is a very poor country. When you have no resources, what are you going to do to stand? How are you going to stand up and fight?
Wow, you know, the farming community in China. Once you get away from the eastern coast, where all the major cities are, and down around sort of the south, where Hong Kong is on the southwest side, when you go into Manchuria or mainland China, it is, as you just suggested, it's a no man's land. There's no law, there's no government, everybody is, they survive on their own pretty much. It is a completely sort of blank slate. The country doesn't run for the benefit or at the behest of what's inland or to the west and north. It's all about the big cities and the where the population is. So, you know, but these people are, you know, they're now beginning to get communication. You know, for a long time, the Chinese wouldn't let you have, even though they were making this stuff, you couldn't have an iPhone over there. You couldn't have a computer. You couldn't be on the Internet. You couldn't be on Facebook. You couldn't be, and it's still somewhat limited, but the world is too close now. It's too small, and the people are getting very restless. I think in the next few years, maybe 15, 20, 30 years, they're going to be huge upheavals. And one of the things that will bring it about is something else that we're talking about this week, this whole thing that's brewing on climate change. Whether you think human beings are causing it, or whether it's natural or a combination of both, I think it's a combination of both. It doesn't take away from the focus, which nobody seems to have, of what do you do? What's going to happen to Miami? What's going to happen to Galveston? What's going to happen to the West Coast? I mean, wherever there is a Monaco, or go around the world to any place that has a lot of real estate on the ocean. And what are countries doing about it? What's the plan? I don't think there is a plan, is there? Is that part of what the UN was talking about this week?
Yeah, it was part of what the UN was talking about this week. And there's real concern, particularly from some of the island countries.
Yeah.
Some of the island countries that we don't necessarily think about much or know the names of.
Micronesia, the Philippines.
Yeah, well, I have a friend who grew up in Vanuatu. Beautiful island.
Where is it?
It's in the Indian Ocean.
Okay.
It's a beautiful island, and she's over here now doing a PhD, and she told me that the beaches are sinking. They're sinking. The island is sinking into the ocean. Mm-hmm. Because of the change in temperature in the water, and it's visible. And she's in her early 20s, and it's noticeable. And they don't have the power as a small island. They're not the only one. They're not the only island. They don't have the clout to do anything about it.
Yeah. Well, so that's what I'm saying, in a sense. This young lady who is all about the focus on climate change, I forget her name at the moment, but
Greta Thunberg.
That's it, right. Number six on our list, as a matter of fact, of people. So what do you think, Kevin, of her and the impact? Was it just pandering when the UN General Assembly listens to her and the General Secretary sits down with a microphone very casually and said, "We need to listen." He sounded like Kissinger. "We need to listen to the young people of the world." That sounded like pandering to me. But anyway, she seems to have struck a nerve, right?
Certainly struck a nerve. You know, whether or not she has any, her words have any lasting impact remains to be seen. You know, I mean, I hate to constantly give that answer when you ask me what I think, but it does need to, it remains to be seen. We don't know. I mean, we've been talking about this, about climate change. There is debate, considerable debate among the powerful nations about whether or not it's real, what we want to do about it. There have been plans that have been crafted. I mean, the UN has been working on this for a long time. There are those who say that the plan the UN crafted years ago wouldn't do enough to reduce greenhouse gases, even if, you know, everyone complied. So, again, this is another complex issue, scientifically and politically, and people, I think the takeaway from this, Doug, is that people want simple solutions to complex problems.
Yep.
And it's one of the things that media is guilty of. Newspaper stories are shorter than they've ever been. Television segments where we purport to talk about these issues are shorter than they've ever been. It's very difficult to have a cogent, detailed conversation and keep people's attention about stuff like this.
Yeah,
it
I agree
is,
with you.
And particularly on TV when you've got like 10 people on a panel in tiny boxes.
Well,
for a 5-minute segment.
But the perfect example to add to what you're saying there, in Boston, where I spend most of my time in Boston suburbs, there are 6 channels that do a newscast every night, and they're all virtually identical. You can flip from one station to another, to another, to another, to another, and you can see the same stuff at the same time. All of them, it's like these reporters must be bumping into each other. And it's all about superficial stuff, a gas station blowing up, and then the neighbors all talk about, "Oh, it's so sad, I'm sorry to..." What the hell has that got to do with anything? I mean, okay, so the news is the place blew up. That's a 20-second bite on to the next story. But instead they milk it because they're looking for an emotional rather than factual approach to what's going on. And that's where we're encumbered by, you know, things like climate change. It's emotional to see what people, you know, are suffering as a result of the climate changing? Do people get taught in school that the Earth is changing as it has been for the last 4.5-5 billion years, and the plates move and things change? So that, in combination with what man has done, creates the situation. Nah, we don't get that. We get a lot of hyperbole and emotion. And so that's, you know, that's part of what we're all trying to deal with and part of the talk radio world. Back to our conversation for a few more moments after I help you understand what Curalin is. C-U-R-A-L-I-N. Curalin is the effective way to help those of you who suffer from either type 2 diabetes, or maybe you're a pre-diabetic, or you know somebody who is in that situation. If you do, you need to send them to Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N, Curalin.net, to find out how they can reduce the problem, how they can help themselves with more fiber, how they can improve the absorption of various powerful antioxidants into their system that help to deal with glucose levels. You need to have them reduced. You need to go to Curalin.net. You know you have the problem. Here's a great way to find a solution. Curalin, by a company called Curalife, dietary supplement designed specifically to help those who have type 2 diabetes live a normal life or who are pre-diabetic. So do yourself a favor. Go to Curalin.net. The $20 off, you get the first bottle of Curalin, $20 off. That deal continues using the coupon code DJV. All right? DJV is the code. $20 off is the deal at Curalin.net.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just can't not say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Kevin Casey from Target Magazine, Victoria Jones. One of the things that I like to, when Michael is here, I digress somewhat. I mean, we don't stick to that. We've covered all the essentials here of what really is hot in our conversation this hour. We didn't talk about Downton Abbey. And so of all of the media-related media, I mean, it's the news media, it's the entertainment media. But I was just saying, for those who are listening who want a good time, go see the movie Downton Abbey. If you haven't seen it, Kevin, go see it. It's great stuff. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does, and in the person of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who joins me, I'm Doug Steffen on the countdown. Mr. Wiseman, Professor Wiseman, I could call him, I suppose, Dr. Wiseman. I call myself doctor, by the way, all the time, practicing without a license. You can get a doctorate for $189 online, right?
There you go.
So why not? Yeah, listen, we should all have doctorates. It makes it easy to get on the plane, get a good seat. Anything else? All right. A couple of legal stories jump out here. But before we do that, I want to compliment Talkers Magazine. It has a picture of you that was taken about 30 years ago. So if you'd like to see what Steve looked like 30 years ago, go to talkers.com. And Steve every week has an article. This week, by the way, the story I think is very important for listeners. The ransomware attack on a radio group. It could happen to any. And supposedly a lot of damage. I mean, under the circumstances, ransomware, as it's called, is just that. They put stuff on, and in order to fix it, you got to pay them, right? Is that how this is working?
Yeah, it's become the widest used malware attack in the world, and it's criminals are buying, you know, programs for this on a part of the internet called the dark web from more sophisticated cyber criminals, and it's working. It locks up and encrypts your all of your data on your computers. You lose it, and this is something that's been attacking city governments. It's been attacking hospitals, businesses, and also individuals. So it's something we all have to really be more wary about.
All right, so just a word to the wise. You can get the story if you want. Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, etc. Okay, now, the impeachment inquiry is number one on the story list this week. The legal ramifications of all of this. You get a headache thinking about it?
I did it first, Doug. It's like, oh, boy, where do we go? And it's a long process. I mean, this thing will take, they say, you know, be over by December. It won't be over by December. It can take, you know, anywhere from, 150 to 200 days. The starting the process, this inquiry, now goes to six separate committees, the Judiciary Committee, the Intelligence Committee, the Ways and Means, Financial Services, Oversight, and Foreign Affairs. And they're going to look at various elements of what the Trump presidency has been doing. And after that, then they will go to the House, it'll go up for a vote. And then, if so, it goes over to the Senate. The Senate can be very quick. I mean, you have people like former Senator Jeff Flake saying that if it were private, there would be 30 to 35 Republican senators voting for impeachment, but it isn't private. And at the moment, before we know more from the investigations, it appears that the Senate would just probably vote along party lines. And would the country have been served? You know, at first I thought no, but then I started thinking we really do need to look into a lot that is going on. And I find this Ukraine telephone call and the response of the president very, very disturbing. This was done not by some hack, and to call this person guilty of treason is absurd.
You're talking about the person who is the whistleblower.
A career person. I mean, also we had recently 300 former national security officials, including a former deputy secretary of state, two former undersecretaries of state, the director of national counterterrorism, signing on with the concerns that they have about what this conversation says. And it does say do us a favor, and it does say to investigate a political rival, and that's pretty damn inappropriate.
Well, but it affects both parties and both candidates. The leading candidate on the Democratic side is someone who
Elizabeth
can
Warren?
Suffer. Yeah. Well, depending on the poll you look at, right. There she is leading with a new poll that's out toward the end of the week here. It just seems like is there anybody who's clean? Clear through and deodorized, too. That's not a legal question. It just is.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's a toughie. But, one of the things here is I've seen the allegations against former Vice President Biden. But, frankly, from what I've seen of preliminary investigations, there's nothing there. There's no there. So, perhaps Biden would welcome a real investigation into this. But at the moment, it just seems to be a smear without any kind of real basis to it.
I wish we had time to talk more about what has happened in our home state of Massachusetts with a vaping controversy. I find...
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, some of that stuff is very, very... it's dangerous stuff, to be sure, but the way it's being handled is not good. All right, well, we'll save that for next week. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Doug Steffen on the countdown.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.